This exercise is called Compassion for Our Self-Critic. So to start with, find a place to sit in an upright yet comfortable position. Feet about shoulder width apart. Paying attention to your upper body, allowing your shoulders to open up. Slightly move back so you've got that nice open, confident upper body position. Head at an upright, confident angle. Just closing your eyes. Briefly connecting with, in a mindful way, the sounds you can hear around you in the room. And then noticing your feet on the ground, connection between your body and the chair. And now awareness to the breath, beginning to connect with your soothing rhythm breathing. Sense of a breathing rhythm that's maybe a little slower than usual, in which you begin to get a sense of slowing down and groundedness in the body as you breathe out. Connecting with that friendly facial expression. And as you're doing this, let's spend a few moments now to see if we can help you to step into the shoes of your compassionate self. To connect with that part of you that is wise, strong, and committed. So for a moment, just focusing on the quality of wisdom. Recognizing that your compassionate self is wise and understanding. It recognizes that we've all been shaped by things, many of which we didn't choose. It understands that we have tricky minds that easily get caught up in loops. This is not our fault. It also has an understanding that, although painful, things like emotions and even self-criticism can often have a function to them, a reason for why they emerge and what they're trying to do for us. Now seeing if you can connect with the quality of compassionate strength and groundedness. Just partly linked to your posture in the chair. So just noticing again your upright, confident posture. Your soothing rhythm breathing that gives you that sense of groundedness and stability in the body as you breathe out. And it's a sense of strength, groundedness, and stability. Your compassionate self can be in the presence of things that are difficult. So like a tree with deep roots or a mountain, this part of you can be strong, stable, in the presence of distress and difficulties. And just imagining what that feels like as your compassionate self, to be grounded and strong. And also now bringing to mind the quality of commitment. So your compassionate self, you're motivated to do what you can do to alleviate other people's, but also your own distress. You want to be helpful, supportive, and do what you can do. Turn up for yourself. I'm just trying to bring these qualities together now. Imagine that you're stepping into the shoes of your compassionate self. It's part of you that is wise, strong, and committed to be caring. Somehow imagining now that you can embody this. Imagine walking along a street, the body of your compassionate self, getting a feel for it, what your posture would be like, sense of being upright and confident, what your facial expression or voice tone might be like, how you might relate to other people in a compassionate way as you pass them on the streets. And then in front of you, I'd like you to imagine that on the street you can see an image, and it's an image of your self-critic. So just to imagine now that you're stood there, still in the body of your compassionate self, this wise, strong, committed version of you. Looking through the eyes of this part of you, you see the image of your self-critic in front of you. And just starting to direct compassion, if you can do, to this image of your self-critic. Almost imagining that this is flowing from you as this strong, wise, caring version of you towards the self-critic. Given the wisdom of your compassionate self, as you look at the self-critic, what can you understand about it? What is it trying to do for you? Maybe given your wisdom and understanding as the compassionate self, you can look behind the self-critic. Begin to have an appreciation or understanding about what's been driving the self-critic to be like it is in your life. Maybe you can see that there are certain fears or emotions that sit behind it. Concerns that it has. Fears that it has either about something that will happen to you or what will happen in the world around you if it isn't present doing what it does. And almost seeing if you can just direct compassion to that, to the fears, the concerns that the self-critic has that's driving it to be the way that it is in the world. Your compassionate self might even have some empathy or an understanding about what has made the critic act in this way. What's led to it being like it is in the world. And again, just directing compassion to that. The reasons for why the critic behaves and responds as it does in your life. Now we can also connect with the quality of strength and confidence of the compassionate self. Sometimes in the face of our self-critics, we can begin to feel threatened or anxious or overwhelmed in some way. So to help with this, sometimes it's useful just to focus on the sense of strength and groundedness of your compassionate self. So here, notice your upright body posture, sense of groundedness in the body as you breathe out. Knowing that somehow your compassionate self, a tree with deep roots or a mountain, can tolerate distress and difficulties. That this version of you can be in the presence of the self-critic, and even if it's difficult or distressing, has the strength and groundedness to tolerate this without having to get too threatened or defensive. If it helps, maybe you could imagine taking a couple of steps back on the street, just so there's a little bit more distance from the self-critic. Still connected though to your upright body posture, the soothing rhythm breathing, the sense that you are able to tolerate difficulties, the strength and wisdom to know that being in the presence of it without feeling overwhelmed might be a first step to changing your relationship to your self-critic. Now we can focus on the quality of commitment and caring motivation that your compassionate self has. As best as you can do, reconnecting to the desire that your compassionate self has to be caring, to be supportive, to be helpful. How might your compassionate self communicate this to your self-critic? How might your compassionate self speak to this image of your critic? What would it like to say or even do for the image of your self-critic from this caring, committed, supportive motivation? Maybe the compassionate self might even be able to help the critic to work with some of the concerns or the fears that the critic has, but maybe doing this in a more caring and wise way. After all, it's often the case that the self-critic and the compassionate self are both concerned about our well-being, concerned about fears, difficulties happening to us. But the compassionate self can recognize this and try to respond to these concerns and fears that the self-critic has, but in a way that will be more supportive and helpful for us. And as you're doing this, notice what happens to the image of your self-critic as you direct compassion towards it. Notice how the image of your self-critic responds to this wisdom, your groundedness, your caring intention towards it. Maybe your compassionate self can have an intention here as well. The next time the self-critic gets heated up or starts to play out in your mind in the way that it does, an intention for the compassionate self to try to turn up for you at that moment. Of wisdom and understanding for why the self-critic has responded in the way it has. Knowing that the compassionate self will turn up not to get rid of the self-critic, but just to try to guide it, to support ourselves in a wise, grounded and caring way. We're now just going to begin to allow this imagery to fade. So starting with allowing the image of the self-critic just to gently fade from your mind. You're still connected to your compassionate self. Strong, upright body position. Friendly facial expression. To hear your compassionate voice tone in your mind. The soothing rhythm breathing. The sense of groundedness and slowing down in the body as you breathe out. And as you feel ready, just beginning to bring your awareness back into the room. And when you feel ready, opening your eyes, gently taking a stretch, and finishing the exercise.